Pro Golf is coming to Nashville this May with the Simmons Bank Open. Text the keyword golf now to 615-737-1025. That's golf to 615-737-1025 for a chance to win a weekend pass for four to enjoy the event in style, including food and drinks, plus a Predators gift pack, including a polo shirt, golf balls, and umbrella. Text golf to 615-737-1025 and enter to win. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning and streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Joe, an interesting story over the last few days coming out with Trevor Lawrence and a lot of people questioning, I guess, his commitment to the game of football. Now, this all originated from an interview that he did with Sports Illustrated, obviously leading up to the NFL draft. And the quote that grabbed people's attention in this piece was, quote, "It's hard to explain that because I want people to know that I'm passionate about what I do and it's really important to me, but I don't have this huge chip on my shoulder that everyone's out to get me and I'm trying to prove everybody wrong. I just don't have that. I can't manufacture that. I don't want to. There's also more in life than playing football." So what do you think of that? When Trevor talks about that, it says, I think the mistake people make for being a competitor, that it's unhealthy to a certain extent. You just always think that you've got to prove somebody wrong and you've got to do more and you've got to be better. And Trevor Lawrence doesn't really buy into that. That got people going quite the storm on social media about his commitment to the game of football.
Yeah, first of all, I would encourage everyone to read the piece by my buddy Michael Rosenberg, who went out and spent time with Trevor and his wife. Read the whole piece. And, like, honestly, reading it, I didn't even think it would be something. I mean, even in the piece, it sort of says people are going to react to this. And I was like, eh, not if they actually read the whole story.
But people don't do that.
No. So there's a few reactions. First of all, my reaction to what he said is good for him. It's great to see someone with a little bit of, you know, perspective on life. I mean, how the heck could he play with a chip on his shoulder? That's so fake.
The number one pick. Right. You've been incredibly successful in high school and in college. What chip do you have? Like, you want to be great. Like, it's good. Like, and you want to, you know, do the best you can and be a great player in the NFL. That's all great. But that's not the same as, like, everybody talks about Brady.
Right. Like, he's still he had a reason.
Yeah.
Well, right.
Sixth-round pick.
Right. Like, I mean, he had that reason back then. And, yes, I mean, now it's like, come on, Tom. You over that yet?
He still talks about that. I don't believe him.
You know, hey, relax. But still, like, there's a guy who had a reason to have a chip on his shoulder. Trevor Lawrence he's great. Everybody knows he's great. He's going to be the number one pick. Oh, there was an anonymous scout who said he wasn't sure and thought I might be number two overall.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
man.
That it drive me. It's such a overused thing in sports. And I mean, look, I think a lot of athletes do use it.
Yep.
They find any kind of slight thing. Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't look at me in the restaurant, so I'm going to, you know, dunk on his head. I mean, athletes try to find this stuff. That's fine. But the fact that Trevor Lawrence just has perspective, to me, there's nothing to be outraged about unless you're just, like,
looking
way too into, like, the meathead cliches here. The dude's going to be a good player. We'll see if he's great or not. I don't think if he's not great, it's because he's going to come and say, you know what, I'm going to go surfing, guys.
Exactly. Well, this caused a response from Trevor Lawrence on Twitter. He saw the reaction that quote generated. And here's what Trevor Lawrence had to say on Twitter. Quote, "It seems as if people are misreading my sentiment. I'm internally motivated. I love football as much or more than anyone. It's a huge priority in my life, obviously. I'm driven to be the best I can be and to maximize my potential and to win. I've got a lot of confidence in my work ethic. I love to grind and chase my goals. You can ask anyone who's been in my life. That being said, I'm secure in who I am and what I believe. I don't need football to make me feel worthy as a person. I purely love the game and everything that comes with it, the work, the team, the ups and downs. And I'm a firm believer in the fact that there is a plan for my life and I'm called to be the best I can be at whatever I'm doing. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk."
Well, and another, like in the piece, there's a lot in it about his love for football, going back to his – and there's a point where he tells his high school coach, I want to be the best who's ever done it. So, you know, just because he isn't like this obsessive, like, I am going to – you know, I'm going to find every little thing that I can find to to get an edge. I think that's a good thing. It's good to see someone like this with perspective. Now, Lewis Riddick had some interesting thoughts on this, and I agree with Lewis Riddick that there would be more reaction if Justin Fields said this stuff.
Yes.
I do. I think some people would react differently. I don't think I would. I don't think a lot of us would, but I think some people would. And obviously, we've already seen the stuff with Fields and, you know, the, you know, questioning his dedication, and, you know, it just gets into some real real old stereotypes and things like that that should be gone. But I mean, I agree that there's a double standard in reaction, but frankly, I don't get outrage over this. I don't understand it.
Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Nate texts in, Trevor Lawrence doesn't have anything to prove to anyone. He's been at the top since high school, so what does he have to prove? Also, I took his comments as he doesn't have to play football to be successful. If NFL doesn't work, he's got a degree to fall back on. I mean, there's some of that. Look, I think Trevor Lawrence wants to be successful. I think he wants to be a great player in the NFL. I think he wants to play football for the next 15, 16 years. But I also think Trevor Lawrence, just based on what I've read about him, what I know about him, he is interested in other things. And he, you know, he lives a certain way. And I think that he realizes, to Nate's point there, that if it doesn't work out in football, he's not just like some failure in life. Like, he's going to move on and do other things. So, you know, football can be important. Like, our jobs are important to us. My job is not everything to me. Like, you have to have a proper balance in your life. And quite frankly, like, I know there are some people that are in the NFL where they're like, it's all football all the time. That's all I care about. That's all I do. And that's fine. Maybe that works for some people. To me, I'm more of a guy that thinks there's got to be some balance somewhere along the line, or you're just going to burn yourself out.
Right. I mean, I guess you could say, you know, someone could look at this and say, does he love ball? Because that's the phrase right here, love ball.
Yeah.
I think he does. I think he just has perspective. I mean, this does remind me a little bit of a guy I covered who I will point to a lot of times when I think of, like, people that have just impressed me beyond the sport, and that's Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
A guy who I think has done a lot of – I mean, he's a film nut. He does everything he can do because he's not athletically as gifted as a lot of these guys. He's really not. He's not physically talented enough to be doing what he's doing. He's gotten more out of himself, but he also has tremendous life balance and perspective on life. And I think that helps him. I think that's helped him be the best he can be. So, but we know if Trevor Lawrence doesn't have the Hall of Fame career, someone will point back to this article.
That's go back sure.
To, you know it's going
to
happen.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Shane from Ashland City texts in, I respect the guy even more now, a family man and a ball player and a much better overall person. You can't knock a guy for having a good moral compass.
I agree.
And then he gets to take his moral compass to Jacksonville to align himself with Urban Meyer.
With the ultimate moral compass, Urban Meyer. Maybe he can help Urban be better. Convince Urban to pay for subscription services.
So let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. CC text in, much ado about nothing. Sounds like a young man who's got his priorities in order. We all should, after the year that we just experienced. It's a good point.
That's a good point, too. I like all this perspective. I need to...
A lot
See, I'm used to letting you just go text line, but I can do it
now. Thoughts on the text line.
There are deep thoughts.
Yeah, I like it. And
And Chris in Nashville with a thumbs up on the Pixies. Yes, Chris, I'm with you, brother.
Yes.
And you, Ryan. Nice job playing Pixies last ball.
Thank you. It's about time you complimented.
Is that the first compliment that Rex Road has ever given you?
No, come on.
In terms of the bump music, not in life.
I think you've played Pixies before. Okay. And actually, you played Hall & Oates one time that I really liked, too.
Was that DeBaser that we just played?
Yes. Played Hall & Oates earlier in the show. But see, when I play music he likes, he just goes on with his morning. But when I play something he doesn't like,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
It's a character flaw.
Like, I should be, probably more, needs to pay I should more, be more like Trevor Lawrence and be focused on the positive and not the negative and the chip on my shoulder.
There you go.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. You should be more positive.
Show me the way, Trevor.
When we come back, we'll continue to get your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Also, got a pair of tickets for Nashville SC to give away as well, coming up with their game against Montreal on Saturday. All that coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Final segment of the day here on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Robbie Stanley, the lusciously haired Joe Rex Road over here. What do you think about that?
Lusciously haired.
Lusciously haired.
Mm, wow. We were, Jared and I were comparing bald spots last night at the
How'd that go?
His is better.
Your hair is pretty good. I don't. I mean, you, I know you keep saying you've got like this bald spot up top.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
I'm not complaining, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you could take what. Yeah, you got to take what you can get, man. You know.
That's right.
There's a lot underneath the lettuce that is not to like, but you know, the lettuce is fine. I can't complain.
That's right.
What did Stillman say? He said his bald spot is like. He said he's like John Schmoltz. Did I just say Schmoltz? John Schmoltz. Yes, he's comparing his balding to John Schmoltz. So there you go.
Look, Schmoltz.
As long as that's the only thing he compares to John Schmoltz, I'm cool with it. If he starts talking about his fastball, we're going to have a conversation.
Is John Schmoltz the Ryan Reynolds of Major League Baseball?
Could be. Ryan Porth, we've got some tickets to give away to see Nashville SC take on Montreal this Saturday at Nissan Stadium at 1 o'clock. We gave away some tickets yesterday on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We will do that again today and every day this week here on Robbie and Rex Road at 945 with a trivia question. So without further ado, Ryan Porth, I turn it over to you for today's trivia question.
This was going to be easier when the Wi-Fi was working, but I've got it at the top of my head. No worries. So the 2010 World Cup, where USA advanced to the group of 16, Landon Donovan scored a dramatic goal in the last game of the group stage to advance to the round of 16. Against what country did he score that goal against?
Ooh, I like it. I think I know this answer, but I like it. If you know the answer to today's trivia question, set it in on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. You will win some tickets to see Nashville SC take on Montreal coming up on Saturday at 1 o'clock at Nissan Stadium. Joe, a little matinee soccer action coming up this weekend. Matinee sports
like
are good
it.
Sports.
I like it. I like it. And the Preds don't have a weekend game. So
yeah, kind of a change of pace.
A little Nashville SC. Got a little Vanderbilt Mississippi State too in town.
Yeah,
big series. So got a variety of options.
Joe, let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We were talking about Trevor Lawrence in the last segment, his dedication to the game of football, and obviously, I mean, he's going to end up being in Jacksonville. There are some, I think, rumors and reports out there that he's already got the playbook for Jacksonville, so that would not be a surprise. Joe Burrow did a similar thing last year with Cincinnati.
He doesn't care though.
He doesn't care. Yeah,
surfing.
Brennan on our text line says, do y'all see Trevor Lawrence as the next Titans killer like Andrew Luck? What do you think about that? Andrew Luck undefeated in his career against the Tennessee Titans. Not going to say that Trevor Lawrence is going to go undefeated against the Titans, because you would assume, and maybe it's wrong to assume, that he would be there for a long time. We thought the same thing with Andrew Luck. It did not last as long as people thought. Do we think Trevor Lawrence is potentially the next Titans killer here in the AFC South, coming in with the Jags, led by Urban Meyer?
It is interesting that if Trevor Lawrence is what he's supposed to be, you would have, you know, a generational quarterback for that franchise, Deshaun Watson to the Texans, Manning and Luck to the Colts, and in that time the Titans have not been able to acquire one of those, although they have a
pretty
very good one right now. But, you know, they haven't been able to land the, you know,
struck get, out on a couple
they've
of them.
Struck out on a few, yeah.
Vince Young, Jake Locker.
And Marcus your favorite
Mariota.
Player of all time, Marcus Mariota.
Yes, Marcus Mariota.
So
who was worse, Jake Locker or Mariota?
Oh, come on.
I'm just messing with you.
Mariota's not done either, man. He's not done.
I just wanted to see what you'd say.
Marcus was worse. Come on.
Wow.
Locker did seem like he'd be a good punt returner.
You think so?
Or linebacker.
Maybe so.
But, yeah, I mean,
what do you think? Trevor Lawrence coming in? Is it just immediately going to make the Jags a threat to the Titans in the AFC South?
No. I mean, if so, then I take back everything I've said about Urban Meyer. But, yeah, they're going to be a bad team this year, and I'm sure he'll take his lumps. But, look, someday could he be a guy who torments – the Tennessee Titans and their fans? Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely he could.
I mean,
but he might be handle it with more class
now,
based on his interviews.
Maybe so. And you've also got to factor in where he is as well. Jacksonville has not made the best decisions in terms of their coaching staffs, the people they've put in their organization, the rosters that they've built at times. I mean, there's a lot in the NFL that has to go right. Now, when you get an Aaron Rodgers or a Patrick Mahomes or an Andrew Luck, someone in that ilk, that changes a lot. I mean, that makes you more attractive in free agency. There's a lot of positive attention around your franchise. Sometimes they just win games by themselves. I mean, that absolutely happens in the NFL. But it still doesn't mean you can just be a total disaster around Trevor Lawrence and expect that he's just going to make up for all of it. Like, you've got to have some sort of competence going along with him in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think they're going to be a pretty bad team. Now, they do. I mean, they have, you know, decent offensive line. I don't hate their receivers. I mean, they're not going to be necessarily like a 3-13 kind of team, but they're probably going to be pretty bad this year, and he's probably going to look like a rookie, and you just have to get through that. And, look, I'm very interested to see what Urban's offense is going to be at the NFL level too. A lot of questions. But you're right, Jacksonville's just so weird because they built up this incredible roster.
Yeah.
A roster that was so good that Blake Bortles was on the verge of beating Tom Brady in the AFC Championship game a few years ago, right?
Then everybody just
fled. And then all of a sudden they all hated each other, apparently. And
yeah.
It was just rotten from the top down. But maybe they got to figure it out now.
I'm interested to see, and I don't know if they're going to keep him around for very long or not, but just look at the hair combo they've got going on right now. With Trevor Lawrence coming in and Gardner Minshew there as well, I mean, you talk about legendary stuff. If I have a quarterback coming in the league, I want my quarterback to be mentored by Gardner Minshew. That's what you want.
That's a good point. That is a heck of a hair combo.
That really could speed up the process for the Jags.
There were some recent photos of yeah. Did you see these?
Oh, yeah.
Was he like a cowboy modeling session or something?
It was great.
The mullet's looking good, man.
You know, our friend Todd from Jacksonville,
Is he weighing in?
I don't know. He was all about some Gardner Minshew. Didn't really have time for Trevor Lawrence earlier on in the season when the Jags were 1-0.
Yeah, you can't root for him now, Todd.
But, you know, maybe you have both on the table. Maybe a trick play or two for Minshew coming in there.
That's true. Minshew could be their Taysom Hill.
Port, do we have a winner in today's trivia question for the Nashville SC tickets?
Yes, we do. Danny on our text line correctly answered that the country that Landon Donovan scored the dramatic goal against in the 2010 group stage to advance to the round of 16.
That was good.
I had to remember all that at the top of my head. Was Algeria.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. I remember that game.
Yep.
I remember the call. That was the first time in my life where I was like, hey, soccer's pretty cool. Really. Like, I never played it. I didn't have a lot of experience watching it at that point, and I watched the 2010 World Cup. That was really like my first experience watching soccer, and to see that goal was pretty awesome.
That was very cool. World Cup, I remember in 2002, I was staying up till like 4 or 5 a.m. to.
I wasn't allowed to do that.
That one, yeah. You were what?
10.
Sixth grade, yeah.
Less than that, it's fourth grade.
Yeah,
gosh, great times. 2002. Ryan Porth, I'm impressed. You remembered all that off the top of your head. It's a good day for you.
Thank you. What are y'all doing complimenting me so much in the last 15 minutes?
It was a bit of a struggle yesterday. I mean, there were some things going
on.
There was some.
You're on the struggle bus yesterday.
There was a lot of moving parts yesterday you were trying to figure out. Today's been, I mean, you have, this ship has sailed smoothly today, and I credit you for it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
You're getting better, man.
And hopefully my voice is back at 100% tomorrow so I can yell free beer.
We're hoping so. Predators taking on the Blackhawks tomorrow, game 2 of this series this week. I'm going to put you on the spot right now, Joe Rextro. Do the Predators finish it off this week? Do they complete the sweep of the Blackhawks Wednesday and on Friday and finish the season 8-0 against Chicago?
I think they split in Chicago.
Okay.
I think the Blackhawks respond with the appropriate amount of desperation Wednesday, and then the Preds get them back Friday, and Dallas is going to gain. So after this week, you know, I think it's going to look very much up in the air. But 4 out of 6 points, you're fine.
I say the Predators do it.
Yeah?
I think they finish it off. I just don't like the matchup for Chicago. I think there is something to, as we talked about with C-Mace earlier, kind of a goaltender being in your head at some point. And I think they finish it off. Now, I think it's going to be close. There'll be some close games. I don't think they're going to win 5-2 again. But I think they finish it off this week. They complete the season sweep, 8-0. And Preds fans, they'll eat that up. That's for sure.
That's true. If they don't make the playoffs, does that get a banner?
Maybe so.
8-0 versus Chicago this year?
That's a good one.
They should still have a We're Vibin' banner put
they
up there.
Absolutely should. We'll see if we can get that
no
done.
Doubt.
Just like the banner that we have in our studio right now.
That's right. That does it for us today here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll be back 6 a.m. tomorrow. Darren Donica Chase coming up next. This is ESPN 102.5 The Game.